Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of 4 chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEBCOinc.com.
Oh my God,
you okay over there?
Stomach. My rib.
No.
That was a good one.
I popped a rib.
That was a good one.
I bet
one.
Those guys could help build a Monday lava.
Oh, yeah.
They probably want those could make them help and build that bag.
Yeah.
The baby.
Oh. They could send a truck up there, too.
They probably want an invite.
The loop has started. They're going to pick the fourth graders up right now.
8:44. First thing at Midwest.
That'd be fun. God.
That'd be a fun time. By the way, before we move on, we did some research during the break to confirm that everybody in the football team starting next year in the Pac-12 will all have a state behind them.
Oregon State, Washington State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Boise State, Texas State, Utah State, San Diego State. The Stu also agreed it'd be hard to call that a power conference.
Yeah.
You don't get to just keep the name and be like a power conference. That just doesn't happen that way. Yeah.
No offense to Texas State and Utah State.
Yeah.
Now Oregon State, for that matter.
If Utah State and Texas State joined the Pac-12 and it still had Oregon, you know, still had UCLA and USC, not even UCLA and USC, but still had Washington and Oregon, University of Arizona, Utah, absolutely. You didn't drag it down. You played up. This is just, and to have a Mountain West and a Pac-12 now is just buffoonery.
It's not right.
It's 2 8-team leagues.
It's not right.
Just combine them.
Just combine the two. It's not that hard.
I agree.
It's not right.
So there you go.
Thank you for that research.
Thank
all
you.
State.
That's a great take.
It's really not.
I just noticed
when I was reading about Colorado State last night, they're very jazzed about moving into the Pac-12. Yeah. And I was like, God dang, who is in the Pac-12 next? Yeah, there it is.
There's your research. Thank you for that. 464-5685, call or text, as always, regarding coaches. Some more firings this week. We did mention Jay Norvell out at Colorado State.
62-year-old Jay Norvell.
Now, Bill did point out that Billy Napier did win at Florida, and it was they could have lost the game easily, but they won, and he was fired by Florida with a 3-4 record, so they're moving on in the coaching search there. But already here, midway through the season, big openings, and just more and more get added.
So there's nine firings, I think seven during the season. Two were already in the spring. Happened in the spring.
Napier was open. Yep, that was been
throughout. Kent State was open. So Napier's 22-23 overall. You just couldn't do it anymore, right? You had to fire him.
Yeah, and I agree. That's here. Agree. Yeah, I do. I have a hard time. You're going to push back on it. The wins weren't there. One thing he did have is he kept the team. The players loved him. He's rallied it back, but it wasn't good enough. And this game has a slight little note. When you've done all you need to do as the offensive coordinator, don't screw it up. They're in field goal range. Just kick the
Mississippi
field goal.
State.
They threw a pass, got intercepted.
Why did he throw a pass?
I'm assuming just like, we're trying to get a few more yards like that. When you've done your job, just remember, Ohio State was in field goal range against Oregon, and they ran the last play, slid, game over. Already in, and then also remember that's when they had the extra. They had a massive error. On that, just they're already in field goal range. Just let it go. And so that just bothers me. But no, you couldn't do anything with it. The part that bothers me is that it was said that he's fired prior to the game, win or lose. And he does. He wins.
He won the game.
And he gets fired.
Yeah.
I mean, so like.
It's not great.
I would imagine he probably was told before the game, too.
I think so.
It's like, hey, listen, whatever, you enjoy the last game, whatever, this is it. He's probably right now, he'll take a deep breath, but. That weighs when you get relentlessly booed. They booed him after a win. They won on the line, an interception to win the game.
He got booed,
and they booed him.
They won the game
because I think Mississippi State rolled up yards in the fourth quarter a lot.
Yeah, so it wasn't good. Mississippi State,
I think they rolled up 192 in the fourth quarter. Yeah,
Mississippi State have lost 15 straight SEC games, 15 straight in the league. That's hard.
Nobody, but you would
agree.
They're
better, though.
They're the new Vanderbilt.
You would agree that virtually nobody's pushing back on Napier getting fired.
No, you can't. The numbers aren't good enough. Nope, nothing you can do.
Yeah, he didn't. He threw an 8-5 last year, and he had a little bit of momentum. But then the crusher was losing to South Florida on the home field, right?
Yeah, that was
bad.
And they had one rally point. Then they beat who?
Texas.
They beat Texas. All of a sudden, it's like, okay. Okay, here
that
we
go.
That
doesn't even look as good right now, though, does it?
Does not.
So he's out, and everybody is clamoring for who? Lane.
Lane Kiffin.
That's the number one thing you listen to. And then the question is Florida better than Ole Miss right now?
Is it a better job?
Well, a couple things. One, you'd say, if you just said, looked at it and said, what about tradition? Yes. They've had national championships. What about recruiting area? Florida, a lot more players. So that. But you're in there with Florida State and Miami, so don't think that you're just waltzing into places.
And South Florida, UCF, and on and on.
And so there's a lot with that.
Seminoles.
And then the last thing is that it is a better, from being in both, Ole Miss is really sweet to play at. It's a great atmosphere. I like it. It's not the Swamp.
It's not?
It's not the Swamp.
I've never been to the Swamp.
Yeah, it's something.
That'd be fun to go there.
It's something. It really is.
I've never
is.
Been to the Swamp.
Been there a couple times. Won one, lost one. But yeah, it's an incredible, and it's 80,000 people, and it's so pretty wound up.
Do you think Lane will do it? They'll go after him.
I don't
think Florida will top target Lane Kiffin.
I think that's a top target. Well, that's the fans.
James Franklin get a look by Florida.
Yeah, I would think so, but that'd be a downer, especially compared to Lane. Will Lane do it?
I don't think so. Well, here's the thing though: if Lane was at FAU, and both were offered. He's 100% going to Florida. If he's like, hey, I'm not either one. I get to pick which one I get to go to. You're going to Florida 10 out of 10 times. Now he's there. He's established. I mean, they're probably going to make the – here's the other thing. It would be shocking to me if Ole Miss doesn't make the playoffs.
They're
going to make the playoffs.
That's not a bad loss to Georgia.
And so all of a sudden, you imagine all of a sudden Florida hires you, but you're a playoff team, which means you play well into January.
It's complicated, isn't it?
I mean, the timeline – of college football is unbelievable. That's why it adds up for people that added up here in Nebraska, right? They hired a coach that was not working. So he was able to start the day after the Iowa game. So now what do you do?
Now they hired him on, what did they hire Rule on, November 22nd?
Something like
it
that.
It was the day after the Iowa game.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was the Saturday after the Iowa game.
I think it was November 22nd.
27th.
7th? Okay, that's whatever it was.
Yeah. But anywho. Yeah, so that oh, yeah, so the right, timelines right. here are My unbelievable. Bad. And then you're sitting there going like, well, what's going to happen? Auburn goes to Arkansas. If Arkansas beats him, I don't know how Auburn...
He was in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know how he survived. They didn't score a point in overtime against Missouri. They had the ball twice in overtime, didn't score a point.
He was an offensive coach.
Yeah.
He's an offensive coach.
Wisconsin, trouble.
Wisconsin, trouble. Norvell at Florida State, trouble. The carousel is as wild as it's been in probably... Bill Bender, the Sporting News, our friend, said 20 years. That think about how quiet it was last year and how crazy it's going to be this year.
And there's more coming.
More coming.
Is North Carolina, do they stay with Belichick?
I don't know.
Is he our future? Is he our future?
We've talked about, I don't know. I mean, we don't even know about Norvell and Fickell, really.
Yeah. Okay, stay there for a second. Does Fickell survive today? They've been shut out at home in back-to-back games.
Bill's right, too. I just happened to be watching Wisconsin-Ohio State when Trix hijacked my truck. Trix, you're fine. Okay. So they got a fake punt. They got a fake punt late in the game. Wisconsin picked up the first down.
19 yards.
Kids celebrating on the sideline. They're down 27-0. Yep. I get it. It was a bad deal. But they got a fake punt. The kid ran for a first down.
From his own 10.
Yeah, made a great run, made a great move. Fickell didn't even.
No. He is emotionless, Bill. Yeah.
Fickell did not even. He just didn't even respond.
Because what you do at that time, you go crazy. For that kid.
He shows nothing.
It's your team. Nothing. Special teams coordinator. I'm high-fiving him. It is like that. And I told you, that touchdown against Maryland when they scored late, and he didn't acknowledge anybody that they even scored. And think about it now when you think about Maryland like that. That it was 27-3, and they scored the touchdown like in the last play of the game or like 8 seconds left. That Wisconsin could muster up 10 points at home against Maryland.
Here's my question.
They have Oregon this week.
Wait a second. Wisconsin has Oregon?
Oregon. Yeah. There's a chance they don't score in three straight games.
I just don't know how you retain him.
Yeah.
Here's my question is in terms of
what
your team. Now, Wisconsin was going to lose the game to Ohio State.
Yeah, they were.
They did have the ball at like the 20-yard line to end the game against Ohio State. Okay. For the sake of having something to lean to and saying we didn't get shut up back-to-back games, do you consider a field goal there, Bill?
Do.
Just to say we got three points on the board?
I wouldn't, no.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't. I just like, no, we're gonna try to score a touchdown. I wouldn't.
They try to score a touchdown?
They had, like fourth and 16 from the 25.
Did they throw it in the end zone?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of their retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta could make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
He threw it like 1 yard. It was the most depressing last play I've ever seen.
I don't know. I think when it's just that, because here's the deal. If you go for it and don't make it, no one is mocking you for not kicking the field goal. No. You will get mocked bad for kicking the field
you
goal.
You will?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I thought for the sake of some spirit.
No, no. You're going to have that in your ledger. You're going to get absolutely crushed for
that.
It's
a bad shutout
loss. It's going to be like, really? Okay. This is what you went with? Mm. Now, the slight caveat is 4th and 16. That is a lot to be able to do. And like I said, and in that game, Julian Sand, talk about a quarterback.
He looked good.
Oh. For a redshirt freshman, his numbers... That's ridiculous. Yeah,
at least pull him up. He had a couple throws like,
was
okay,
he 39 right. for 42 or something? 390.
You're close, Bill. Let me get this right.
396, 4 touchdowns, no picks.
Here's the stats for Saiyan. 36 to 42, 393, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Now, I brought up the numbers of the Raiders-Chiefs game the other day from yesterday. I mean, this game was 491 for Ohio State to 144 in yards for Wisconsin.
That's not dominance. You expected it, probably.
Wisconsin did not have over 100 yards to their last drive.
Wait a second, though. I got to push back on myself. I wouldn't have expected Ohio State to get 500 yards on Wisconsin.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have expected. I expected them to get high threes for it. But a dominant game, I expected more of a 27-3 game. That's what I thought. And defensively, I think they're really good or were really good. I think they're just so beat down. Hmm. When the offense doesn't get a first down and you're right back out there. And so, but now it's going to be, okay, who are we hiring? How we get someone better? How's it fit into the calendar? How's that going to work for us calendar wise?
Well, how is that Lance? Is his name all over that job? Leipold?
Yeah, but again, I'd say this. Lance is, I think, 61. Mm-hmm. That's not ideal. You know, that's
not ideal.
You can't say that. Signetti's older. Yeah, and they hired Signetti about at age 61 or 62. Signetti.
Just, hey, by the way, Indiana rest of schedule. Okay, Ohio State's number one. Indiana's number two.
Yeah.
And look at the rest of their schedule.
Well, Indiana.
It's remarkable.
Indiana, let's see how UCLA does against Illinois. It's at Indiana.
Yeah, they'll get weird.
UCLA's won 3 straight games.
I know. Yeah.
But they're 24.5 point favorites against UCLA. Yeah. Then they head to Maryland, Indiana does. Okay. Then they head to Penn State, which obviously that's different than it was a few months ago. Then they will host Wisconsin and win by 800 points in that game.
They will.
And then they'll close at Purdue. Indiana is going undefeated.
Freaking undefeated.
Indiana.
Yes.
I'm gonna say,
Google me.
Yes. I'm going to say this.
Full respect.
They go 12-0. And Ohio State goes 12-0. They go to the Big Ten Championship. They're both bye seeds.
They better be bye.
Whoever lose, unless they lost 72-0, they're both one's the one seed, one's like the four seed, whatever. They're both byes. You cannot push back against that.
By the way, you know what that put if they go undefeated, that would put Signetti at 23-2 at Indiana, inheriting a 3-9 team that had nothing going for them at all.
No one even talked about the fact they just crushed Michigan State, just absolutely crushed them. I mean, Michigan State.
I listened to it.
38-13.
It didn't even get talked about.
No, they were pretty much in control. Like their announcers, we were listening to the game driving back. Their announcers just kind of jacking around.
Jack around the press box.
Yeah, be like, this is amazing.
Poking each other and stuff like that.
I mean, they knew.
We're going to the playoff.
Google me. Hey, Google me can beat Ohio State, too.
Yeah, absolutely they can.
He can.
They can win the whole thing.
Because their defense can hold Ohio State to a reasonable number.
Yes, they'll have a chance. They will. Ohio State did not move the ball against Illinois. What did they have against Illinois a year ago?
Barely 300.
Barely 300, I think, they had against them.
Google me can hold them to a reasonable number. They can. Now, Ohio State, though, you know what the plan –
Ohio State had 272 against Illinois.
You know
think about that.
You know what Day's overall plan is, though, surely. Just bring the offense along slowly. Bring it along slowly. I bet it's getting better and better as the year goes on. He's got guys.
Quarterbacks just threw for about 90%, four touchdowns at Wisconsin.
You still have Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith and who else? Ignis, is that his name? What is that his name?
I just know that it's October 20th, and Indiana's ranked second in the country.
And look like
and Vanderbilt's 10th.
And Georgia Tech is 7th, who's been down for a while.
See?
Georgia
That's
Tech.
A problem. Now, just say it. The elephant in the room. If you're a Nebraska fan, look at those teams. Vandy, Georgia Tech, and Indiana.
Yeah. And you watch them.
Do it.
They look real. You're not watching going like, oh, man, they got a bunch of flaws. They don't.
Virginia is 16th in the country. I mean, come on.
Virginia looks really good.
They're 6-1.
Virginia looks really good.
What world do those teams ever be better than Nebraska?
It's not just Google me. Yeah. Now you almost got to say Google me and Clark Lee. Right? Is that his name at Vandy?
Yes. I just saw this, by the way, from Bruce Feldman. He says, again, you mentioned that Lane Kiffin likely the top target at Florida. He says, number two, Jeff Brom. You said Penn State, Jeff Brom could be a Florida target.
Really?
Well, I can see it. Jeff Brom, after that win at the right time, and he's won everywhere. He doesn't even, Louisville doesn't have, if he goes 10-2, whatever like that, I mean, he has a chance. Now he has a chance to get in the AC championship game. You know why? Because they got the win over the best team. So they hold the tiebreaker.
Who's
Louisville got
he
left?
He threw a wrench into Miami.
He did.
Let me get Louisville pulled up here.
And then he threw a wrench into Cristobal's grand plan.
All right, Louisville will win this week. They'll play 1-6 Boston College.
Okay.
Then they will play at Va Tech, who's 2-5. Okay. Then they will host Cal.
Okay.
Then they will host Clemson, who of course is reeling. Wow. Then they'll play at SMU, tough game. Tough game, and then they will host Kentucky to close the season.
Jeez.
They could be a 1 or 2 loss team. They're 5-1 right now.
The Kentucky game doesn't matter in the ACC; it's SEC game. So they can still have one loss, and they have the tiebreaker over Miami, who will probably be the next team.
Uh oh.
So they got a great chance. Think about that, though. They go to the ACC championship game, and Brom's name because they'll be mentioned everywhere. I still can't believe on some of these jobs that you don't hear PJ Fleck. I really don't.
I don't get that.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't get it.
Well, maybe you will start hearing it. And maybe you don't have to. You know, maybe you'll just, they hired PJ Fleck.
So will his name pop up again at UCLA this time or not? It was last time.
I would think
And will he take it this time if offered?
I don't know. UCLA? I don't know how they get rid of,
Skipper.
I mean, now they did not look good at all against Maryland.
Skipper doesn't have the resume to take over that program, I don't think.
The one thing that's going to stay, we know like that. And then
they'll hire somebody.
The only thing will be, do they go way, way, way outside the box, UCLA, and just say, we're going to hire Jerry Neuheisel as the head coach? That'd be a lot.
33.
I think he's younger than that.
No, he's 33. I checked the other day.
Okay, 33. So that's not too young.
No.
But once you become the head coach, guess what? You're really not. You're not the play caller now.
No, hold on. Let's talk this out. Don't you go after somebody with a lot of experience?
Yeah, you would like to. Who could create energy there? PJ Fleck.
Yeah.
Yes. You keep Jerry Neuheisel as the offensive coordinator. You pay him well. Keep him as a coordinator. But he'll be in play.
Fleck would have to assess it and say, can I win big at UCLA? Can you win big at UCLA? Yeah.
And then I'm done with the Minnesota winners. I'm going to live. I have a lot of money.
I'm going to go to California.
I'm
good.
I didn't see that from panned out, but at least the crowd looked a little better. At Maryland.
Oh,
a little bit better.
I'm sorry, UCLA.
Yeah, a little bit better.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I don't know where that is. But it appeared. I mean, for a while Maryland was ahead. I'm like there was a miraculous comeback for them to win that game. Was very miraculous.
If I'm the commissioner of the Big Ten and I'm looking at UCLA, I want a name coach in my schools. I want a proven, grizzled.
6 years ago, they hired Chip Kelly.
Right.
So they had a name. A coach that had coached in a national championship game.
He was like Bear Bryant compared to Deshaun Foster, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong?
as far as numbers and what was going on. Yeah, if you compared the two, someone that hadn't been a coordinator compared to someone that had been in a national championship game.
Yeah, I guess so, I'm talking, yes. Bill, like resume, hire yes. a Chip Kelly type. That's what I'm saying. Maybe catch Brian Kelly on the way down. Is he in trouble?
Again, it's like in the 50-some million. The reason that, you know why the Penn
is
State.
Is he in trouble?
It's hot, but I don't think he's in trouble.
Okay.
But the reason also that it was a smart move by Penn State, you saw that James Franklin was on game day, which was very odd.
I thought it was odd, too.
Very odd to me. But he's on game day. What did he say? I'm going to win a national championship someplace else. So that means he's going to go take a job. So they're going to get, they're not paying all this $50
million. No, mitigate it down.
It'll be mitigated down to probably $20 million or $20, $25 million. So the thing wasn't that expensive. And in the end, it's going to be $25 million it's going to cost him to make a coaching change. It's not $50 million. So that's why I'm sure the AD is like going, guys, he's going to work again. He's going to work again.
Right away.
Some of them you talk about like that, you know, Brian Kelly, does he work again?
Mm.
Because he's used to being at Notre Dame and LSU. Mm. So where's he going to go?
Yeah, and I don't know he'll get fired.
No, but anyway, so he lets someone go like, okay, where's he going to go? Is he going to go to Oklahoma State?
No.
Yeah, that job's open, too. I forgot about that one.
There's
seven big ones.
Good job.
Yeah. Arkansas is open.
Yeah.
Oregon State's open. I don't know if you consider that a good one. Now, hold on now. How about Franklin to UCLA?
Yeah, it could be a possibility.
That would make a lot of sense to me.
Well, I think that's what got him a raise a year ago, right? Or 2 years ago, that got him a raise.
But
correct?
Would UCLA look at Franklin and say, wait a second, we just beat Franklin.
Yeah, with an interim.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a new OC.
We'll see what else happens this week. We'll see if Fickell is around after today. I'd listen to that one closely.
See if Norvell is around after
today. What did Marty say?
Norvell's out. Mike Norvell. Jay Norvell's out.
What did Marty say?
Dead man walking.
Mozzarella Mondays next. Texas 464-568-5. $25 to Val's on the line next. Not really breaking the ticket.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.